Hey everyone, welcome back to another podcast episode. As you might have seen on Instagram or other platforms, we are currently in China as this is being recorded, and we do like to be able to work from different places, a new energy, change of scenery. And thankfully, because our work is remote and it's not tied to a location, we have the ability to do that. So I'm going to have a bit of a chat with Cammy today. We're going to talk about a few things related to this topic and just see how the conversation flows. So Cammy, let's get into it. We both work together. We do slightly different jobs, but we are a team. How do you feel about the idea of traveling and working?
I actually love it. I love having that flexibility of being able to work from home, from the living room, work from the home office, or work from a country in a completely different continent.
Yes.
So being able to combine that is really, really nice. The only thing is, when we go on a trip, I think we never really see it as a proper vacation or holiday.
Mm.
We see it more as a little workcation.
In this trip, we did.
Partially, yes. We took some days where we said these days are just for relaxing or exploring. And then, for example, today we just said this is just a full work day of recording, editing,
yes,
admin stuff. So,
but it's only been one or two days. And I think it's a bit of a lifestyle choice that we have decided to do. So
yes,
we're also vlogging our trip and our daily things. That's a choice that we made. So I don't consider that work. I consider that enjoyable, even though that is work, right? So we choose to live our life in this way.
Definitely. I mean, now about the vlogging part, that is more of a hobby. I realized that I really, really enjoyed doing that. And
yeah,
it felt very natural. It didn't feel like work at all.
Yeah.
And I think I'm not the right person to speak about this because our work doesn't feel like work to me anyway.
No, it's
true. I just enjoy doing what we do. So,
yes, it's true. I want to circle back to the vlogging part, but I will just say I get what you mean. For me, I think the break that I need is not from work, but when you do a lot of classes, it can be a bit mentally draining.
Yeah,
you need to be very focused, very sharp for the whole hour, and you obviously have many hours in the day. So that's what I need. But when it comes to the vlogging, Cammy, can you explain what the original reason was why we decided to do that?
Well, we love traveling. We have kind of discovered that for us, that we really enjoy being in a different culture. We get more creative while doing,
yes,
that. So it actually also really, really fosters our work and helps us improve and find new ideas. But we also feel like because we do so much in such short time, let's say we tend to go on trips really close to each other frequently, yes, that, and because of our life just being so hectic during a normal day-to-day activities, it's not that we forget about the trips, but you don't think back as much. So we thought that it would be a really cool thing to just vlog them, to have them,
yeah,
as a memory and to maybe watch back on them. And the other day we were watching a bit of the raw footage before,
yes,
it was
and
even
it was super
edited.
Funny.
And it was so much fun. And we even said, oh, we don't remember that exact moment, but
yes,
watching it,
We look back
and then remember, and it was just a really cool and fun thing to do.
Definitely. It's another level to the photo albums that my parents made and kept and that I still have from them.
Yes.
And this is like 2.0. So we're doing this for our own history, to look back on it and to enjoy it for ourselves. And I think that's a beautiful thing.
Definitely. And I'm really excited to see the end product. So we have quite a few vlogs now.
Yeah.
They won't be posted on this account, though.
No way. They'll be secretly put somewhere else.
If you find them, let us
know. Yeah, good luck if you find them. And I would just say that it's a bit, the only thing I could say is I could look back and think, oh, so many things that we didn't vlog, so many first experiences,
yeah,
but better late than never. And that's a good point where to say, just because you didn't start early doesn't mean that that's a reason not to start now. Like, there is a very famous quote, which is, the best time to plant a tree was 30 years ago. The second best time is today. So just begin. Even if you started late, better late than never.
Also, you don't want in a year's time to look back and think, oh, why didn't I start then?
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
Just start.
100%.
Honestly,
just
no matter what you think, just start.
Agreed.
So,
yeah, thinking about the relaxing side of things when it comes to traveling, it's hard to separate holiday and workcation. True. But how much relaxing do you do, Cammy, when we're in a new place?
I think it depends. I mean, this trip, for example, we did have a layover of 1 to 2 days in Dubai. And there, I do think we did a lot of relaxing
because
we mainly stayed at the hotel. We went to the pool. You even fell asleep by the pool.
I fell asleep twice by the pool.
Yes, in 1 day, in 2 days.
Yeah.
So you took a nap, something that you hadn't done in ages. So I think that that is something that you need every now and then. And I don't mean you need to do nothing for a week, because I don't think we need that either. But to have the possibility to do it once or twice is already enough to be recharged and feel like you've relaxed.
Yeah. And even in Shanghai, which we went after Dubai, Hong Kong, Shanghai, after that, I fell asleep during one of the days in the middle of the day. So I feel like I was able to disconnect.
Yeah.
And it depends on the purpose of the trip. As Cammy said, this one was more of a holiday. So I feel like we had the opportunity to relax a bit.
But you just said disconnect. So what do you consider relaxing? Do you think that relaxing and disconnecting is the same thing?
Similar. For me, it is. Because a lot of the tiredness is mental. So if I'm constantly switched on, I'm physically and mentally tired. But if I just forget about all of the things I have to do for a while, I'm able to recharge my batteries. And I think most of the time when I'm tired or irritated or stressed, there's a mental load on me, you know?
That is a really, really good point, because that's actually something that we've spoken about a lot, that sometimes you need to be able to just switch off from work, which is really difficult when your work and private life are so mixed up.
Yeah, definitely. And that's also why we say that getting into a new change of scenery is good, because if you're stuck in your own home with your office and everything, it's really hard for me to not go into the office and just sit down at the computer at the desk
or the living room.
And we're always like, just grab the laptop, do something, even if it's just answering messages. But when you're in a new environment, even if there's not much to do, it's a new space, which means new habits, new actions, and it's easier to disconnect.
Look at our recent Italy trip. So we went to Italy about a month ago and we went for a week on a workation.
On a workation.
Which means that, yes, we were in Italy, but we worked the normal hours as always, which is always crazy.
Yeah.
We did have a few moments during the day where we went out for lunch.
We just ran out
literally,
to get a pizza or something.
But I did notice that there, I noticed that you didn't use your phone, or you weren't working as much on your phone from bed as you do it at home.
Agreed.
Yes, true. We worked from the living room in Italy, but because we didn't have any other room. But I did feel like there was a bit of that separation.
I agree.
And it was mainly because it was a new environment.
Yeah, and you were just like able to escape a little bit. Mm. And it, for me, sometimes it consumes me. Like I can't switch off. I find it so difficult. And I remember the week before we came here on holiday, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I would finish work at 8 or 9, lie on the bed with my laptop, and I'd be doing different things. So I would never be switching off. However, here, I'll watch a movie, I'll watch a show, we'll talk, we'll watch some videos, some reels. Like, I don't really think about it. It's come into play a bit more the past couple of days because I've got my courses starting next week, so I have to organize them. But it's not been that big of a deal, to be honest.
Also, because you're going to start work literally the day after we arrived. So we land tomorrow night.
Yes.
Which is Thursday.
Thursday night.
And Friday morning you're starting work again.
But it doesn't feel bad to me. Like, most people would say you land on Thursday night, don't work till Monday. That's the natural thing, right? But for me, I feel like I've had a really good break and I do kind of want to. Like, I want to get back into it because I've rested for a while.
But I also think the difference is that when you work for someone else.
Yes.
It's, you have the security of, I don't work. No, but I mean it. I don't work one day, but it doesn't matter because I'll get paid anyway.
Company will still continue rolling forward.
Exactly. But if you work for yourself, but everything depends on you.
Yeah.
It's a different type of responsibility. And I honestly appreciate it. And I'm not saying it's negative.
No.
Obviously, some people are made for this. Some people are not made
for this
lifestyle.
Some people are clearly not, and they've been honest about that.
And that's totally fine. Yeah. But when you know that it's on you, and if you don't work, things are not going to roll the way you want them to, you just accept it and you do it and you're fine with it, especially if you enjoy your work like we do.
Exactly. And it gives you the freedom of choosing when you go on holiday, when you do something. You just got to be clear in your mind. And we could go on about this for a long time, but I'm just going to ask a final kind of question, which is, how do you like to travel, Cammy? What do you enjoy doing when you're traveling?
Well, I guess it depends. We have never been on a trip, but we've said this is just pure relaxing, as in let's go to a resort in Fiji or something.
We've never done a resort, and we haven't had that type of trip yet, but I think we're getting close to it, or closer.
Yeah, especially because we've been working, and I kind of feel like our trips can be a bit tiring sometimes.
Yeah, agreed.
I'm not saying it's negative. I'm not saying I don't want that anymore. I'm just saying that sometimes I feel like, oh, I need a holiday from my holiday.
Agreed. I think everyone feels that. Yes. But I agree.
So I think we're getting closer and closer to the point where we will eventually do that of let's take 5 days and literally just lie by the pool or the beach and not do anything. Yeah. That would be beautiful.
Yes.
So I would say it depends, but I am a big fan of city trips. I am a fan of just seeing...
Walking 10K every day.
Exactly, being in the hustle and bustle of a city and exploring the people, what they do, how they dress, how they speak, what they eat.
Yes. Yeah.
So I would say just being fully immersed is my favorite way of traveling. What about you?
I agree with you. I think the reason that we've had kind of quite tiring trips sometimes in the past was because... We traveled because we really wanted to and we would find a way to travel. If that meant taking crazy flights, we did it. You know, one time we flew to Abu Dhabi, we stopped in Kutaisi in Georgia, 12, 15 hours there. Then we flew to Abu Dhabi. It's not the easiest way and it's not the smoothest way of getting to that location, but we did it because that was an option that allowed us to travel. Now, as time's going on, we're finding better ways of traveling that are more relaxing. I like both. I don't like just sitting somewhere by the beach or by the pool for 2 weeks, topping up my tan. I go crazy. I would start working because I wouldn't enjoy that. I like to work out. I like to read. I like to see new things, try new food. So it's finding a balance. However, as Cammy said, you need the time to do nothing. But that could be 2 or 3 days over 2 weeks. That doesn't have to be the whole holiday. This has been nice because we've had some days where we've done nothing, but we've also walked a lot, you know, but during this time.
I really enjoy that because you've been working out at the gym. You've been doing your weights and running. I did bring quite a few workout clothes with me because I had that planned. But I do really, really love walking. So I feel like that type of exercise is something that, unfortunately, I don't get to do as much
during the day because it's
a very sedentary job.
Yeah.
Mine, at least, for sure, you could... Well, you have your standing desk. You could stand.
I could do. But I like walking. I don't like just standing like a statue. Yeah,
standing is boring.
Yes.
But walking is just... I love walking. So that is one thing I really, really like about our trips.
Definitely.
We always walk so much.
It's very active. I think this has been a lot of fun. And we could dive deeper into this many points. But let's wrap it up. Forgive me.
Forgive me.
It was a bit of the chocolate repeating on me. Forgive me. Let's wrap it up for now, Cammy. That was lovely. We'll go into some more maybe in the next few days. This was a lot of fun. Let us know, guys, if you enjoyed it. If you have any questions for Cammy, any questions for me, let us know. And we'll see you in the next one, I guess.
Well, and tell us if you have any certain topics you'd like us to cover. We're always open to any requests.
Yeah, we're quite talkative.
I mean, I'm actually a bit sad that you just said, let's wrap it up because I could keep talking.
Me too. We'll keep talking off camera.
Yeah. Okay. Well, try to find the vlog channel and maybe then you can hear us just talk about stuff.
That's not the case because you'll hear this podcast much earlier than when the vlogs will be up. So
who knows? I'll be working now.
Okay. She's keeping you in suspense, guys. I don't think you'll find it for the next couple of weeks, but if you do, good luck. See you in the next one, guys, and bye for now.
Bye for now.